This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are here till 11 o'clock, as you know. And feel free to get online. One line open for you, 860-522-9842 is the number. And we were here with Sherry. She's trying to find that holy grail of geek. You there, Sherry?
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
that's
so
you're
trying to find that one person to talk to about all IT things.
Yes.
Typically, it's like an uncle at a backyard barbecue.
that would be nice. I haven't found that uncle yet. I have a 20-something who will generally answer one question at a time.
Yeah.
That's about as far as I can get.
Okay. So there really isn't that one geek. We would tell you that, you know, if you take it, you know, maybe the Staples help desk, those guys and gals probably have some good advice. And the advice is always going to change. It's always going to be based on their personal experience, too. There isn't necessarily always this best practice of advice that's out there.
And not only that, prevailing best practices can change over time as the technology changes.
You know, the idea that, you know, Clark Howard and our folks here in our show talked about that separate PC maybe is less and less a thing as security gets better. However, we're not seeing security get better.
No, that's what it sounds like. There's always some notice that comes in our mail about some other company that said, oh, geez, we're really sorry, but we weren't very good with your
data.
Private information.
Yeah, so you got that letter too. Yeah, so basically, I wish I could tell you there is that holy grail, a geek, to give you that answer. I mean, I would tell you that we'll do our best and we'll be here as long as we can be here on the radio to do that for you. We try to give you that advice that is what we feel is currently the way to go, best practice. And in the articles that we post, a lot of them do talk to how to answer some of your questions. So in your case, it's all budget. It's going to be budget driven too. So even if I say you must go out and get $1,000 computer to be secure and separate, you're going to say, well, Eric, I can't afford that right now. I'm not going to do it. And that's fine too, right? I'm not saying you do that, but I'm just saying.
So where does one buy a Pixel phone or look at a Pixel?
Right on Google Store.
Yep, online.
Oh God, I have to do it on the computer?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I probably don't know a majority of what my iPhone does, so I get a Pixel phone over the internet. And
you can even get an older Pixel phone. You don't have to get the latest flagship, the version 8 that's out. You can get an older one based on your needs. However, you might find a new phone does a lot more for you, and you might become a great photographer with it. It's an amazing tool.
That would be helpful.
Maybe.
Okay, well,
all right,
thank you.
Yeah.
At least I am happy that my old iPhone does work. So that was a marvelous thing.
The old bag of rice worked.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go on to who's on the longest here. We're going to go to Mike in Middletown next. What's going on, Mike?
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
I'm going to take you back a few years, maybe. I'm just curious on something.
All right.
Getting bombarded in the junk about, please update your payment details, or we need your information because our package might have the wrong address, and we got to get on there.
Yeah.
Now, back in the day, it used to be called MS-DOS.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it still is used that, or if it is that, or if it's that has been updated and changed. However, back then we were able to use, that's it. When you get old, you forget halfway through what you wanted. But we used to be able to block a lot of these things with wildcards.
Right.
Now,
you could block certain types of sites in your filtrations,
right,
with wildcards and email addresses with wildcards. Yep.
Exactly. Is that still able to do that today? You know, with everything now is updated and as fancy as all the software is, do you know, can the wildcards still be used either, for the extensions? Because if you look at half of these that are trying to get your information, a lot of the extensions are the same. Now, the header may be different,
right?
If you could wildcard the header at, such and such dot, not the dot, but at such and such,
right,
whoever.
Yeah.
Can it work? Can that still work? Do you know?
Well, so yeah, with the fancy technologies these days, we call it geofencing a lot of times. So like in our DNS filtrations for our customers, we'll block things like the RIPE network, which is basically, the third world and the Asian countries over there. So we're going to block that network so our customers aren't even seen by them. And that's a form of wildcarding. You can go on many, many filtration systems and also block email types within your spam software that say, hey, if it has a line that's commonly used by the spammer, you can put that in. However, the tools that are used before it gets to you, your spam block services should already be doing it for you. They should know of the spammers already. So you shouldn't have to go too crazy with adding wildcards to your own junk mail settings in Outlook, right? I mean, you can do it.
Yeah, you can. The other thing that I was thinking of is you could also add filters like in products like Outlook or Thunderbird, and you can have what's called a contains expression. So if a particular word is in the subject line, let's say, you can put that word in, and then you can have the program mark it as spam and then, get rid of it.
Yeah.
But Eric is right about that. It shouldn't be getting to that point. The ideal situation is that spam never arrives in your mailbox at all, and your email client never gets it.
So if you haven't set those settings, though, like who's your email provider? Who sends you your email? Is it?
Oh, it's Outlook that I'm using.
Outlook's your mail client.
But he might have an Outlook.com account. Is that what you got?
Oh, no. The provider is Frontier.
Frontier.
Oh, okay.
So log into Frontier's mail service. Are they using Yahoo? I think they're using Yahoo.
I don't know about Frontier, though. AT&T used Yahoo, and Cox is going to use Yahoo, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which we heard about already. That hurts.
So log into your emails. If you want to go online and log into your email account, your Frontier account. From a browser. And it should have spam settings. So they make it simple. Most of them do. I can't say specifically for Frontier, but they usually have a gradient where you start with heavy blocking or light blocking, as an easy way to put it. Put yourself in a moderate, right? Or in a more aggressive. What's going to happen is you're going to get what are called false positives. So even in our business, right? So we're going to set our customers' spam blocking to an aggressive level so that they're not going to get, or they're going to have less chance of seeing the bad mail. However, you could have a false positive where the spam service says, this looks fishy. I'm not going to let it go through. But it turns out it was something that they wanted. Our service is smart enough to allow them to allow that type of mail through if they get it in their morning notice that says, hey, we blocked this email. In your case, you won't see it. And but you have to set it up. If you've never set it up, who knows what your spam settings are? Maybe by default, Frontier's spam settings are low. I don't know what their default setting would be when they sign up a new user. So get in there and adjust those settings, Mike.
That I'll have to do.
Yeah, and that'll probably reduce your stuff.
Because I've tried it, I go into Outlook and settings for the junk email.
Right.
And I can block some things. And there is one thing at the bottom, if you go in there, under filters, this is block attachments, pictures, and links from anyone not my safe senders and domains list.
Yeah. Yeah. But you'd have to maintain that safe senders and list.
That's it. That's the problem, because there could be somebody who, didn't think of it and is trying to get something to me or find out something, right. And they're going to be, it'll never come to me.
Yeah, so those types of methods are definitely a little more tedious and cause more false positives. So use a tool, use the spam blocking service and modify its level for yourself so that you have a better experience.
And then the last resort is maybe try a wild card, huh?
Well, like Dennis said, you could, look for certain strings in the headers or the subject lines where you say block.
Yeah, you would build an expression in the filter that would get at whatever you're trying to get at.
Mm-hmm.
All right, excellent. I really appreciate the help and assistance, gentlemen.
Our pleasure,
and,
Mike.
And we're going to be posting a link to Frontier's email login site so that you can go directly there.
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent. Appreciate it.
You got it, sir.
Have a great day, and oh, by the way, Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so let's move on to Carolyn. Oh, we're gonna take a quick break because Carolyn's going to want that, and then we'll get back to Tom in Torrington, and another call coming in she's taking, and a couple open lines for you guys. Feel free to get online. We'll be right back.
From the Carter Mario Injury Lawyer Studios, visit GetCarter.com. That's GetCarter.com. This is Computer Talk with Tab.
All right, we are back. We were just talking about who owns Frontier email, and it's Yahoo.
It looks like it is, yeah. Although the login page is on Frontier's site, and it may be that they are doing the authentication,
mm-hmm.
but then they may be shelling you out to Yahoo's email service. I don't know. I haven't logged in to know, so it's just a guess.
All right, let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Tom in Torrington next. What's happening out there, Tom?
Hi, Eric and Dennis. How are you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Good, good. You too.
Hey, I got a website that wants to know my location.
Yeah. So do we. Where are you calling from? Oh, Torrington.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Depends.
Yeah.
It depends. So, your location is going to be like if you're going to Home Depot, right? You're going to look at Home Depot, you're looking for an appliance. And if you've got a VPN running, they might find that your zip code is Saskatchewan. And then you go ahead and you want to pick up your appliance at Home Depot, but it turns out they put it out front in front of the Saskatchewan store. You don't want to go do that. So your location is helpful for stores that you want to work with locally. And sometimes it's none of their business, your location.
Right.
Why does my dehumidifier need to know my location? The app wants to tell me hello, and here's the temperature in Southington. That's where, that's where I live there, dehumidifier. Why does it want to know my location?
Okay, if I set this up, but then use the VPN, it would throw off that location, correct?
It could.
Yes. It could. So like if you're using a Brave browser or something like that doesn't really keep a lot of cookies, even though you tell it, you can tell it within the session what your zip code is so that it's going to default to wherever the VPN pops out, right? Phoenix, Arizona, let's say, whatever that zip code is. But basically, if you don't tell the app, the software where you actually are, you could find yourself causing your own pain.
Okay.
So...
When I use this, it says we cannot locate you. And they give a bunch of suggestions to fix it. But I can't seem to do it.
So are you using a VPN?
I have one. I don't really use it. But if I was going to turn this location on, I would probably use it for everything except this website.
What type of, don't tell me what the website is, but what type of website is it? Why do they need to know your location? Does it make sense to you?
Because they want to make sure you're in Connecticut.
Okay. In order to do business with you.
Exactly. I do it on my phone. It works properly, but I'd like to do it on my desktop.
Okay. Then if you do it on your phone, guess what? They know where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you've told them not to know that. So you should be able to say, okay, if you trust this site and they need to know in order to do business, then yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is the type of site you're going to, but there are some problems that I have heard about with some of those sports betting sites where you go online and you're trying to, you're trying to register to bet. They are required by their contract with the state of Connecticut to take measures to make sure that you are in Connecticut.
Right.
Those measures go beyond normal geolocation that we normally bump into. Mm-hmm. There is actually a service that you can install on your computer that will tell that site exactly where you are, because it will analyze more than just your IP address. It'll look at a lot of other things about the computer. The problem is that even that can misidentify you because it just doesn't have enough to go on.
Yeah.
What I've found is that in order for that service to work correctly, you really need to have Wi-Fi on your device, whatever it is. And it does it by detecting other Wi-Fi networks. Even if it doesn't connect to that Wi-Fi network, it'll detect its presence. It will have a MAC address.
Right.
And there are things that it can determine about it just by sensing it.
That's crazy.
And then it can geolocate you more accurately than is normal.
Yeah, when we used to be on Cox service, everyone used to think we were in Rhode Island.
Right.
And we're not. We weren't. Right.
Oh, yeah. That's a big problem, too. I know a lot of people that are having that issue.
Yeah.
But at any rate, this service that runs on the computer, if you've got like a desktop computer with nothing but one Ethernet connection, that service may not have enough to know where you are. And it may tell the website, I can't locate you. And I'm going to tell you, consulting tech support for those companies to get results on that.
Yeah.
Is a non-starter. You are not going to get help from them.
Right.
They are not going to want to deal with it. Just period.
Yeah.
End of discussion. And it's all because of the contract that they have with the state that requires them to use it. And the company that hosts the website is not allowed to tell you how to tamper with that software to make it work right. Because they're contractually obligated not to let that happen.
Interesting.
Yes.
So are you betting, Tom? Is that what's going on?
Little bit.
I don't know if I helped or I hurt you. Maybe you're going to give up. I don't know.
I mean, I'm getting older. I don't see well. I'd rather do it on my desktop than my phone. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but it usually works much better on a phone because the phone has the GPS and a whole bunch of other stuff that would actually geolocate you directly. Yeah. So.
But I think you might have hit on something. About the Wi-Fi. This desktop does not have Wi-Fi.
But again, it asked you, right, Tom, for your location, and you said yes. You haven't made the choice of yes or no, correct?
No, but yeah, I said to verify myself, and it comes back, we cannot locate you.
Oh, okay. So yeah, Dennis is onto something.
Yeah.
Network, the internet.
Yep.
Like Wi-Fi. I don't have Wi-Fi, so I don't see that.
Dennis was exactly correct.
That's it.
So we saved you $100. so go and send that to the Salvation Army and just enjoy the game. Pretend you bet on it.
It makes it much more interesting.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I'm just kidding you. So yeah, it looks like you're not going to get that fixed on that particular machine. And Dennis said there's no way to get any help on it. So... you're not going to be betting on that PC, it sounds like.
Okay, you got time to answer one other quick question?
We're coming up against a hard break, so I have to put you back on hold. Is that okay?
If that's all right with you, thank you.
It is. We'll hold Tom over, and we maybe have saved him some money. George and Jan, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We're here till 11 o'clock. Everything we've talked about has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you join us in the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network on Facebook, it'll get there to your link too. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and as predicted, four lines all jammed up at 10:30. We do start at 9. but that's okay. I'm not complaining. It's great to hear you guys. Let's go to Tom quickly here to finish up his question, because I want to go to Jan next. What's going on, Tom? What was your second question?
I'm having issues when I hard boot my computer.
Yeah?
It takes forever to get to the password thing.
Mm-hmm. How long is forever?
I got to beat key, but, you know, pound different keys on the thing. It takes a long time.
How long is?
I'm afraid that it's not going to come on one day. Yeah. I normally leave it on all the time, anyways. But
well, how long is long? 10 minutes, a half an hour, 6 hours,
8 minutes, 5 minutes.
That's not long.
No, well,
that's not really long.
Yeah, for some computers, no.
My wife's just tried to get into her machine, and this Friday morning, and it was same problem. It could be finishing up an update. It could be hasn't been rebooted in a long time. It needs to do some things. I would not say you're having a problem necessarily yet.
What would I look at?
Reboot it more often. Reboot it more often so that it's up to date more. That, because you say you leave it on all the time. Give it a good reboot every now and again. Shut it down every now and again. You'll probably have faster boot ups.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, it's an ASRock motherboard, and it had some kind of fast boot on it.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's still in effect. I could go to and check that, but
you'd have to look for that in BIOS.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you can also, there's a configuration too in Windows to have a faster boot.
Yes, there's Windows fast boot,
right,
or fast startup.
So I'd tell you to turn that off so you get a clean boot to the fast startup, because kind of brings you into from a sleep.
Yeah, we found that fast startup in Windows is not necessarily good.
Right.
It creates issues sometimes.
Yeah, right. No, I had that go to sleep thing and I shut it off because I was having problems with it.
Yep.
But so, very good. I thank you and appreciate you for your help and everything, and keep up the good work.
All right. And let us know how much you won next week, okay?
Yeah.
Have a week.
All right, you too. All right, we'll see how Tom did. Hopefully he'll check in. I want to go to Jan real quick here in Bristol. What's happening, Jan?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, I'll let you know after this conversation.
Yeah, because your question makes me nervous from what I read on the screen. Yeah. So go ahead and tell everybody what you're calling about.
I use two-factor authentication.
Good.
So I'll go to log in. I'll be sitting at my computer. I'll go to log into something or whatever, and then it'll say, we'll enter the verification code,
yep,
and it'll come through on my text messaging, either, you know, I look at it on my phone or on the computer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
However, I got 3 verification codes come through on my phone last night,
yep,
saying your verification code is blah, blah, blah,
right,
3 different times. And then that was yesterday morning, and then one again at last night. And I was not logging into anything. So obviously somebody's trying to hack something.
Right.
My
yes.
question is there a way to find out what they're attempting to hack so I can just be on the safe side and go change the password?
That's a good question.
I mean, it comes through on like not a real phone number. It comes through
a short code
on like 74454 or something like that. And it doesn't say, hey, this is such and such a bank, or this is, you know, whatever.
She's not, that's a good point.
There is a site that you can go to look up those short codes. Yeah, that short phone number that's really funny looking is called a short code. And there is a site you can go to look that up.
Okay.
And it may tell you the name of the service that you're trying to get into, or it may give you the name of an authentication service that they use.
Right.
And
which you
that
may not be
might
able to tell.
Not tell you what it is, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
So we can at least post that for you.
But I'm glad you realized it was somebody trying to get into something you have. But you do make a good point. You'd like to know what. What are they going after? Is it your bank account? Is it something silly?
Exactly.
Is it something important? Is it what is it? Is it your Facebook account? What is it? And you're right. Those codes are very obscure as to know where they're coming from when you're being hacked. And thankfully, more and more people are using 2FA like you to protect yourself.
Yes.
So
Yes. I mean, sometimes it's a pain in the neck, but,
it just saved you.
It's necessary. Yeah, exactly. So, all right. So you're going to post that.
We'll try to post that. But the other thing you have to be worried about, too, Jan, is that somebody has your password.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what makes me nervous. And it's like I use 1 password. I pay for it, so
One Password as a password manager?
The password manager, correct. Mm-hmm. And I let it generate, you know, passwords and not everything. But you know, I have started more and more letting them generate passwords. So it's some ridiculous long bunch of numbers and letters and symbols and all that stuff. But it's like, I don't want to go in and change, you know, like 200 passwords on different things just to figure out what's getting hacked. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it also could be that they're trying to get into your 1Password account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which would be bad. Yeah. So what did you use for a password there?
Oh, I'm not telling you guys.
No, okay.
You guys taught me well. You guys taught me well. I've been listening to you forever. So
we taught you well enough that you started asking questions about these alerts that you were getting. Yeah.
That's smart. Yeah. But that would be, so just for ha-has, I would tell you to change that password. Because that's the one that.
To my password. Okay.
Yeah, the 1Password password. Is really would be a nice one for them to get, right?
Yeah, that would be the keys to their kingdom or yours,
right?
Whatever.
Oh, I'm sure it's the only place I use that password,
right? And so, of course, you've configured 2FA. You've configured 2FA for it, right?
I don't think you can for that.
Well, that'd be crazy.
Serious?
When I go into it on my computer.
Well, you probably told your computer to accept you.
You may have told it that, to remember this device.
No, I have to, on my computer, I have to put in the secret key, which I have to go get off of the app.
Okay, that's a second factor.
Oh, okay. It's a second factor, but you're typing it in real time.
So then then you're probably good, though. Yeah. If that's how they're doing 2FA, then you're probably not being hit by it.
But that would.
Yeah, now it doesn't ask me for that on my iPad or on my phone when I use the app, like on my phone or something.
Right.
And also, I still haven't figured this out. You can go to the 1Password website and log in, or you can go to the 1Password, what do they call those things that you add on to Chrome?
Extension.
An add-on, extension, okay? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't ask for it on the Chrome extension, but it does ask for it if I go to the 1Password website.
Okay, but again, it's a key. They're not asking for, they're not sending you a text.
No.
Okay. So something else. So somebody's going
to have to be. I'm going to go see if 1Password has 2-factor authentication.
Okay.
That, you know, for logging into it.
It does if you have that extra key that you have to put in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your second factor.
Yeah, but it doesn't ask me for that everywhere.
Because again, we think you said it as trusted. It probably asked you to trust the device.
Yeah. And the extension may register itself as trusted too.
So somebody is trying to log into something of yours.
Yeah.
They have a password of yours. And it was great that you did not, well, you couldn't have done anything. But if it was a push technology, you could have tapped it and allowed them to come in. But in this case, they couldn't do anything but bother you at 2 a.m.
Yeah, right.
So
interesting. All right, I'm going to go check my 1Password and see what, you know, like.
Yeah.
Because it'll tell you that you've got weak passwords and stuff like that. I'll go in and. See what they're looking at. But
we'll,
I will go check that website.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting.
It would be.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call.
All right. Take care, guys.
Yep. Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.
This is an issue. People are letting the bad guys in. You know, a lot of companies use what's called push technology, where they will have an app on your phone. And so the phone app will go off at like 2 a.m. and it's 2FA fatigue. They're just going to keep hitting you and hitting you and hitting you and hitting you. And your phone's going to buzz until you just tap the app and let the bad guy in, which we wouldn't want you to do. So the key there is to try to configure your 2FA situation so that you've told it, I don't work at 2 a.m. So if you're sending me a 2FA, it's not me, black hole it. And a lot of the technology out there should be able to do that. But again, texting, probably not. And texting, as far as I'm concerned, is not the best 2FA method because your phone company, your Verizons, your AT&Ts of the world don't really have good security in that if you're a target, let's say you have some big crypto wallet of fake money, and a lot of these phone companies will have people on the inside that the scammer has already paid to say, hey, I'm going after Dennis here. He's got $100,000 in fake money. I want it. I want you to SIM jack his phone. So when I log into his crypto account because he's already given me the password because I asked for it. And he was like, yeah, my password is ding-a-ling. And so, you know, you SIM-jack your phone, right, Dennis? And then the guy gets your text and he's logged into your stuff and your wallet is emptied.
Yeah. And a lot of times the scammers will even hire insiders within the phone company. It's,
yeah.
It's really insidious.
So texting, as far as we're concerned, is not the best 2FA method.
It's better than nothing.
It is.
But if you can have something else, it would be better. Yeah.
Like an authenticator or some sort of app. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. George, Pat, and Ed, hang on. We'll try to get to all of you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Both Dennis and I have been 2FAing each other all morning just to make sure he's who he says he is and I am who I say I am. Just to be sure.
Because you never know if a fake Eric is going to show up.
Eventually, I'll be virtualized. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to, I guess, George in Vernon's been on the longest. What's happening, George?
Yes. Good afternoon or good morning, I should say.
Yeah, morning.
I am seriously thinking about cutting the cord.
Yeah.
Got my last cable bill about a week or so ago. $240. Freaking dollars for the month. Went up. I called them and I went through the whole spiel. They gave $3 off.
$3, huh?
Whoa! You know, wow!
That's almost a cup of coffee.
Yeah, no. And I said, they said, thanks for being a loyal customer. I said, you know what?
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, I went through all this, you know, I was on the phone with them. It's $3 off. And they said, well, if you get a cell phone with us, your security system, we already have security systems, cell phones, or with another company, we'll give you $20 off a month. And I said, wait a minute. Do you want me to spend more money with you guys and you're not going to help me out on my cable bill?
Right, to lose 10. Yeah, so in Vernon, you need to check out who else is there, right? If you have GoNetSpeed in the area, that's a fiber solution. And there's also some wireless solutions. You should check out the T-Mobile Home Wireless to see if that is in your area. And I think Verizon has it too, as alternatives.
All right. So I can get TV through all those?
So you're going to get the internet. The key here is when you cut a cord, it's kind of a misnomer. You need internet to be able to then stream services. So you're going to get internet from T-Mobile, from Verizon, from GoNetSpeed.
All right. That part I understand about the internet. But so what are you, because I want to go to Best Buy tomorrow, and I'm probably going to try to cut the cord completely within the next week. So what do you suggest on having how to do this?
We'll start with finding a service. So go to the T-Mobile Home website. We can put a link up there, the Verizon Home. You can also look at Starlink, Elon Musk's company. They'll charge you about $90 for 150 megabits. They pretty much cover all of Connecticut. So you can use Elon Musk's product. Now, with Elon's product, you have to pay like $600, I think, for hardware to start out. But with the savings of $90 versus $240, it should pay for itself over a period of time.
No. All right. Okay, I understand that part. So pay the $600 plus the $90. All right. Now, does that give me the internet then?
Just the internet, right.
All right. So, but it doesn't pay for my TV though.
Correct. Now you have to choose a streaming service. There's cheaper streaming services and there's all the deluxe ones. So like the YouTube TVs in the world are going to cost you $80 a month. The Sling TVs have packages that are much lower than that. There are also free TV services that you can download the apps and get free TV, just regular commercial television. I don't have them off the top of my head, but the cord cutter link we put up there from Tom's probably has a lot of those, a lot of that information.
Well, we have on our website, if you scroll down, you can get to the links. One is for Tom's guides, cord cutting guide. And then there's another one that lists a bunch of the streaming services that Eric mentioned.
So, I mean, the Elon service is expensive. I would tell you to look at T-Mobile and or Verizon for wireless services. And again, check if GoNetSpeed's in the area. Their fiber services start at like $39.
All right. So I'll have to get an internet service.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
or keep one, and then from there I will sign up for TV service.
Correct. Yep.
All right. So how about my hardwired phone at home?
So your hardwired phone at home, depending on the service you get, will need to be ported over to like an UMA, which would be a voice over IP service where you'll just pay the taxes for your line, which is like $4 or $5 a month, $6. I think yep. you're paying for the War of 1812 still, but that's going to be on there. So that'd be a way to take care of that. And or if you have a cell phone, get rid of your landline. You don't need it.
No. We do have cell phones, but, you know, my in-laws, you know, they're older, as you know, and...
Okay. They don't believe in wireless.
Well, the thing is, I think it's easier for them to call the landline.
Just giving you a hard time. So, yeah, you would then port it over to UMA, take a look at the UMA service, and you're going to need a base and a phone, and now you'll be wired. You're going to be getting your phone service over the internet, believe it or not, but it'll feel like a landline.
Okay. Right. So when I was going back to Comcast,
yep.
I said, okay, you charge me $240. What's the next package down? Mm. And they said 10 channels a month with the landline, $185.
Mm.
I said, there's nothing in between from 125 channels to 10 channels.
It's all or nothing with them, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the beauty is we finally have choices. Finally in Connecticut, we have choices. It only took 2 decades and a lot of bureaucrats blocking it along the way to make it impossible. But finally, we have some alternatives, despite the politicians locking it down for the incumbents.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan. All right.
Yeah. One more question. What do you recommend for TV?
I use YouTube TV, but it's more expensive than I would prefer. And I've often thought about going to Fubo because it includes Nessun. It's a long story, but because of my son and how he wants Nessun, we split the cost and share passwords. And I hope Nessun's not listening, but it's ridiculously expensive for Nessun. Ah, it's a long story. So I'm as guilty as everybody else, right? So you get stuck in your service you like. But Fubo, I would tell you to look at, and I would tell you to look at the Sling packages. And that will be those will be options for you that might save you some money too.
Okay. So if I go to Best Buy, they can set me all up with this?
I have no idea what they'll do. They might sell you a router to replace your router that's from the cable company, but they're probably not going to set you up with all the other stuff we just talked about.
All right,
George? Read the article we posted. That's a good start.
Yeah. Tom's Guide article.
All right, George? Tom's Guide. It's on our link at computertalkwithtab.com. I want to thank all of you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. I want to thank Carolyn for producing. Pat and Ed, sorry we didn't get to you today. Thank you, Mike, for posting everything over at Facebook.
And we want you to be geeks, too.
We'll see you guys next Saturday. We start at 9, by the way.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.